Now, Frontline Partnership enables and supports people with a learning disability and higher support needs to live full and productive lives through their active inclusion, participation and contribution within the Brentwood community and further afield. And joining me now is Jo Raymond from Frontline. Welcome, Jo.
Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon. Thanks for coming in today. Now, so you support with people with learning disabilities, and looking at your website the other day, I was really impressed with the range of things you do. Could you give us a rundown of the type of things you get involved in?
Yeah, I mean, we do a busy small charity.
Sure.
And we work a lot with inclusion projects, you know, so we do drama, and we have social projects and supported employment and things. So yeah, we're very busy.
Right. Well, we'll run through some of those things in a bit, but what are the overall aims of Frontline?
Okay, so the overall aim of Frontline is to promote an inclusive community for all and to offer opportunities to people that facilitate an inclusive
sure.
community.
And you work in partnership with other groups and organisations, particularly Sawyers Church in Brentwood. Tell us about that partnership.
Yeah. We've been partnered with Sawyers Church for many, many years, since I began there, so over 11 years. And we work from Sawyers Church, and the church supports us in many, many ways. One of those ways is Sawyers Church is a HIRC, which is a Hate Incident Reporting Centre.
Oh, okay.
And they work to provide a third-party reporting centre for people who may want to report a hate crime but wouldn't want to go to a police station or, you know, a statutory building to do so.
Yeah, well, that's very valuable, I would have thought, yeah. Let's talk about some of the schemes you're involved with. Now, first of all, there's Hoursworth. Can you tell us what that is?
Yes. Hoursworth is a supported employment project. It was born from occupational therapy, and when Little Highwood closed, which was an institution in Brentwood, it was developed as a training tool and also something meaningful for people to be involved in. And the way it works is we are funded by Essex County Council. The job coaches are funded by Essex County Council.
Right.
And a job coach will support a person with high and complex needs to do their job, be it working in a local bookshop, at a local high school, within the community cafes that we run. And they will look to support that person in a way that enables them to be as independent as possible. The positions are all paid positions, and the employer pays the person that's been employed to do the job. The support costs are met.
Fantastic.
So elsewhere.
It's a way of getting people with learning disabilities out in the community and providing a useful service.
Absolutely.
And getting rewarded for
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, as all of us are when we're employed. And it gives a real kind of sense of purpose and also such a valuable asset to the community that people often overlook.
Very good. All right. What about the Crown Cafe?
All right. Crown Cafe is run at Sawyers Church, and it is on a Monday, which is a lunchtime, two-course meal, a Wednesday, which is a drop-in cafe, 10:30 to 1:30, and that is wonderful.
Yeah.
They serve freshly cooked food, freshly cooked cakes, and it is absolutely delicious.
Making me hungry. Yeah.
I know. No, I've just come from there, and I'm still hungry. Yeah, that's really, really good. And then on a Friday, there's just like a drop-in coffee shop, which is 10:30 to 12,
great.
Really.
And is this open to anyone?
It's open to absolutely anybody, yeah.
Fantastic. And within the cafe, I believe there's cafe art?
Yes, an art group that runs actually on a Wednesday and a Friday. We have a wonderful art tutor called Sharon, and she kind of does art on a folk art theme.
Okay.
And we look to use lots of different mediums so that people, you know, with restricted movements and things can explore the world around them through art. We've just done a wonderful selection of artwork for one of our funders, actually, who are very, very kind, the Claire Louise Trust. And so we're excited to go and show them been up to.
Very good. And then there's your drama project, and you've got some fantastic news about
we
that, I believe.
We do have fantastic news, yeah. We were told last week that we've been awarded £109,000 from the Big Lottery Fund to take a drama project into four local primary schools. The project is aimed really at, promoting inclusion and, you know, introducing both to the people that will be taken in who have a learning disability, our kind of volunteers, and the students within the school, to learn about one another and to know that actually people are just people.
That's
whatever
right.
their needs are,
That's
you know, we
right.
are all just people. And mixed into that, a big element will be looking at hate crime. You know, why do these things happen? Promoting acceptance and inclusion. And also from, you know, the guys, you know, with learning disabilities, they can find school children really quite threatening. So, again, it's the other way as well. You know, it's just saying, actually, do you know what? They're just kids, you know, it's just making sure that we all know we're just people.
Just learning about each other at an early age as well, which is very good.
Which is good. And also, that tends to then filter on through the families. I remember when we first started going into a guy who went to the drama group, going into Brentwood High Street, and a child calling across the street, we'll call him Fred, Fred, and wanted him to come over, introduced him to his mum, his dad, his grandma, and, you know, so all of that real community kind of acceptance and you know, inclusion.
Brilliant. Well, I mean, this list of different things you do, it's never ending. It's absolutely amazing. There's the Gates. Now, that's another good one. Tell us about that.
The Gates is amazing. It's my favourite place to go. Right. I'm quite office-based usually. And the Gates is our horticultural project, which is, as it sounds, you know, it's from seed to plate, and the guys who go down there, they will learn about planting and harvesting. And in the winter, when it's cold and rainy, they do an amazing line in craft and furniture renovation. It's run by Mary and her team, and it's just lovely. We had blue tits nesting this year. Smashy. We had frog spawn in the pond and frogs, and we've got bees. We have two hives, active hives, and we've got a third one we're trying to. Is it? Do we colonise hives? I don't know.
I guess so. Yeah,
something like that. But that's, you know, that's what we're looking to do as well.
Wonderful.
So yeah, it's just the most amazing place. It's so peaceful.
Lovely. Well, and then there's your Tuesday Club. Now, I should say that Phoenix FM has its very own Tuesday Club.
Oh,
That normally meets in a local alehouse. So I don't suppose your Tuesday Club is anything like ours. So.
You know, it must be in the name, because invariably Tuesday Club is a church mission run by Sowes Church, and I work with a team of volunteers to run this, and invariably on the town once a month we go out and we end up in the pub. There must be something in the name. There must be. But generally Tuesday Club is maybe between 50 and 70 people meeting at Sowes Church on a Tuesday evening, and it's just like a big family, really. It's lovely. We do sports in the back hall, so like pool and table tennis and all that kind of stuff. We have a lounge where people can sit quietly, in inverted commas, because it's anything but quiet, and then the crafts and things in the main hall. And it is just, I mean, I've been going for years, and it's lovely.
Very sociable.
And Peter, the minister at Sowes Church, he will do a service three times a year, and we just get up to all sorts of mischief.
Great. And again, this is for adults of all ages, with or without a disability.
Everybody is welcome. And we're always looking for more volunteers. Right. In fact, if I might say on all of that, if you want to volunteer, please come and see me.
Fine.
We can always find something for you to do.
Well, we'll put some details on our website about that
Most definitely. Some contact details.
Then there's Starburst.
Yes, Starburst is a three times a year disco, and it's held at Ashwell's Country Club.
Okay.
And again, for people with or without a learning disability, it's 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock. Our next one, I believe, is the 12th of November.
Right.
It's always a Thursday. We just have a lovely, lovely time. And, you know, we have guys with wheelchairs on the dance floor, boogieing away, you know, because it's lovely. The area there is got a good floor for everybody to access the dance floor. So, so we have a good time.
Sounds great. Okay. And finally, at the bottom of a long list, I've got Bridge the Gap.
Yeah, Bridge the Gap is a social project, and it's for 20 to 30 year olds to get together and look at ways of accessing the community as independently as possible. We have a great time, you know, we go off and we do all sorts, but ultimately the aim is optimum independence for the people who are coming along. And we've come a long way from people being a bit nervous about buying their own drinks and things to actually just going off now and my colleague and I are like wallflowers, you know, we just kind of don't do very much at all, really.
Well, I can't take all this in. You know, the scope of the things that you do. And there's a connection with Bulgaria as well.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Frontline has been visiting Bulgaria since 2002, working on supporting families and individuals and organisations that are involved with children and young people with disabilities. You know, lots of them have suffered extreme social, physical and emotional deprivation within institutional care. Their next visit is in March. So, they do some amazing work. And if you go onto our website, there's a lot of information about, in fact, all of the things I've just been talking about.
It's all
and,
on there.
Bulgaria.
Give us your website, Joan.
www.frontlinepartnership.org.
Well remembered.
I'm really impressed myself, actually.
Well, you know what? Frontline Partnership seems like a wonderful, busy organisation. We've heard a bit about your great bit of funding you got from the National Lottery, but how do you normally get funding?
We spend a considerable amount of time writing bids and things, and we do have lots of wonderful funders, local and further afield, but we also do some in-house fundraising.
Right.
And on the 30th of October, we have a fundraising quiz at the Courage Hall, and it's from 7 until 10. The tickets are £10 each, and we have a lovely, I think they're called Kitchen Platter, come along and do our buffet for us. So we've had food, and we have a lovely lady who's going to be playing the piano during the break when we all eat. The quiz is written by one of our ladies who works with us, and last year it was just such good fun.
Good.
Not hard enough to make your brain ache, but not easy enough for you to think, oh, I could do this standing on my head type of thing. It's just, we had such a good evening.
Sounds
so if you
great.
Like quizzes
and
you want to help raise valuable funds for her local charity, then please do give us a ring. Telephone number 01277 233 889.
Fantastic. I'll just run through the details of that again. That's on Friday the 30th of October at 7 p.m, the fundraising quiz for the Frontline Partnership. It's actually taking place at the Brentwood School Sports Centre, the Courage Hall, which is at Middleton Hall Lane in Brentwood. It's a fun evening for all. Go and test your brains at this light-hearted quiz evening and help raise valuable funds for Frontline Partnership. It's a local charity that supports adults with a learning disability to live a full and active life within the Brentwood community. As we've heard, there'll be a delicious buffet, and drinks can be purchased at the licence bar, and it's just a tenner to get along there. Well, Joe, good luck with the quiz and all you do. Thanks for speaking to us today. And like I say, I'm full of admiration for everything you do. You must be really busy. And if anybody else out there is interested in getting involved, we'll have some contact details for you on our website later on today.
Thank you. That would be lovely. Thank you for having me, Bob.
You're more than welcome. Thanks, Joe.